It brings tears to my eyes. It brings tears to my eyes. This was what I played when I was in that house. I love gospel music, I do. But I wasn't drawn to gospel music. I was drawn to African drum music. It's something about this right here. It delves deeper into the spirit because it makes you think. It makes you just sit back and relax. It begins to envelop you, and it reaches your core. I have lived in haunted houses all my adult life, but what I did not realize when I was in those houses is there were also good spirits there as well. So we're in a spiritual battle in this world. It's a spiritual battle. I no longer have that battle because I overcame it. I reach greatness through wisdom. I overcame by God. And like a great mountain, that's what I've become. When a mountain gets so great, it has to spread. And it makes other great mountains. And that's what I'm hoping to do. Reach all across the aisles of the world to make great mountains, to show us that we're down here on borrowed time. We don't have a lot of time, but with the time that we have, we need to grow. We need to overcome this spiritual battle, because what we're doing is we're being a part of a world that we don't belong in, and that's a demonic world. That's where we feel like we can go and do wrong and then turn around and go and pray and ask God to forgive us. But see, that's a misconception, and we're being twisted up and messed up by doing that, because God has got a beautiful plan for each one of us. And that plan is beyond your wildest dreams. It is. You just have no idea, because I didn't know. I had no idea. Do you hear me? I thought my life was worthless. What am I here for? Just to keep going through all this heartbreak and heartache? Well, I'm tired of it. Never even realized that I had a mission, sent here on a mission, but I'm just, from the time that I reached adulthood, started doing me. But I always knew. I always knew about God, but I'm just caught up in this spiritual battle down here. See, because we got forces. We got good and evil. And you sit back and wonder why they do that, how they did that. But see, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, rulers of darkness in high places. But I'm going to tell you something, God is even higher. See, all we got to do is let go of that. We're going to let go of that. We're going to change. We ain't going to be that no more. We're going to allow God to use us each and every day we wake up. Use me, God. This is every day, all day. This is spirituality. This is a new awakening with God. This is the happening. And I was drawn to this music, this particular one, this one right here in particular. This was the one that I played, and it would just bring me and open me. I'm telling you, to open my mind. And I am greater than what they said I was going to be. They said I wasn't going to be nothing. And I even said that myself. I'm nothing. I ain't nobody. But I am somebody. I'm somebody in God because I am God's. I belong to God. I am royalty. I'm a descendant of royalty. I come from a line of kings and queens. And us as kings and queens, we don't even know who we are. We don't realize how great we are because we've always been told that we were nothing because of the color of our skin. Our own country at one point said that we weren't even human beings. We were part animal. We've been called so many names. But the name that I want you to take in pride is African American, because you are African first. And no matter where you happen to be, because there's Africans all over the world. But you are African first. I didn't even realize so many African people, so many different places. But I want us to know that we're not beneath anyone. There are no supreme beings walking on the face of this earth. There are spirits, but we cannot see those spirits. But I will tell you this, the Spirit of God is greater than any other spirit. God created it all. But some have just chosen evil. There's people who just worship the devil. Don't even realize that evil counts you up for slaughter. You are nothing to the devil. You are just a vessel. But you are something to God. See, many are called, but few are chosen because they haven't chosen God. Now let me tell you this. One love, different skin, one God who created us all, one love. But there was a time that I hated myself because I have been called so many names. Even my mother used to call me a black A. Holler and scream at me, get your black A in here, when I was a kid. I came to look at my skin color as a hindrance. But not anymore. Now, I hope to get as dark as possible. Black is a color. We've been so called so many names, and we don't even know what to call ourselves. How about child of God? How about we get past color? Love, not hate, will make the world great. We need to unite and stand united. But I will tell you this. We've been hated upon. We've been hated so much to the point that I want us to know that we are all that. We are the holy nation, the royal priesthood, the peculiar people. We're dark. We're different. Very dark. But we come in a lot of shades. But the one thing that we all know how to do is love. And love is the greatest power. Let love grow. Watch love work, because love drives out hate. And if you will join me, we can drive the hate up out of here. You want to be supreme? Carry God. God is love. Allow God to rule over you. I'm going to tell you something. God guides my every move, my every step. I'm guided. It's not me anymore. My life is not my own. I am guided by God, and to God I belong. Because God knows the thoughts and plans for me to give me an expected end. I never, ever, ever thought it was this. I used to pinch myself because I couldn't believe that God chose me to be part of something so beautiful as Grow. Grow is my purpose. Grow is my life. And grow is what I shall do for the rest of my life. I was dying. I was sick. I was spiritually wounded, emotionally wounded, savaged and ravaged. But now I'm whole. Since I have found, truly found, my purpose in life, because all my life I was religious. Up until 2020, when I moved in that house. See, Brian married a Christian wife, obedient. Listen to my husband. Do what he say. Be quiet. Shut up. He said, be quiet. Don't say nothing. Be seen and not heard. But see, he wasn't right. He wasn't doing right. So I had to speak up and speak out. And God gave me a mouth and a mind. And God began dealing with me. Told me to stop being scared. Don't be scared of that evil. Those ghosts and spirits in there can't do nothing to you. They just want to let you know they're there. That they was doing stuff. And they were jumping off in folks. They was doing so much in that house that I ran out of there screaming. And then that's when God really clamped down on me, because in there was good and evil. And just like in this world, it's good and evil. But don't you know, the good outpowers the evil? Some folks just choose to do evil. But there's good. And there's good in all of us. There is. We just got to choose who we're going to serve. Do the right thing. And the right thing will always follow you. Always do the right thing. No matter what they do. I know it seems like they get away with it. But I'm here to tell you. What you put out in the atmosphere, it comes back on you. I'm sitting up here in this chair, where I was told I would not be. I'm doing something I never ever thought I would ever do. Drive these trucks. I ain't never think I could do that. But I used to sit and look out the window at that highway and just sit there and look at the highway. And here I am every day on the highway, going to all these different states that I've only read about. And all my life, I ain't never been to these places. But I'm going all the time, going to all these different states, meeting all these different people, seeing all these different things. picking up trailers, dropping trailers, working this vehicle, working this truck, you hear me? Up and down the road, seeing the messages from God in the sky, hearing the wisdom, elevating up high, being blessed. Because I'm here to tell you, I'm blessed beyond measure. Because when you got God, honey, fairy tales do come true. I'm here to tell you, you just wouldn't believe. You just wouldn't believe, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell the whole world. What they don't know is what they will know as we grow. It's going to come out. It's coming out. It's coming out. That God is moving. God is the fix. Turn that TV off. Turn that radio off. All you need to listen to is the voice of God. Allow that to guide you. I see people turn the radio up so loud, and that's all they, honey, turn that off. Find you something like this to meditate to and listen to the voice of God. See, I pray all day, and I don't get on my knees to pray. I pray all day. I sit and pray and think on God. God, guide me. Find me a place to park. Lord, I need you here. God already knows, though, and already has it worked out for me. Because I keep my mind on God. And that's what we need to do. And don't you know, me and you, from 1 to 8 billion, from 1 to 8 billion, we can change the world. Let's begin with our world. You know, I went through a lot of suffering in my life. A lot of suffering. A lot of oppression. Constant depression. So much so, I used to be on pills. Used to have to go talk to somebody because I didn't know what to do. Depression has plagued me since I was 14 years old. When I first tried to commit suicide at the age of 14. But honey, when I grabbed a hold of God and I let go of my old friend depression, depression can't claim me because I don't claim depression. I'm happy. And I don't bring any negativity around me. None. I don't want to hear it. Let's find a way to work through it and make it work and fix it. Let's sow some love into it. Keep us out of dream. You want it fixed? Sow love into it. Because I'm here to tell you, love, not hate, will make it great. Love, not hate, will make the world great. It'll make it all great. Love. Love, love, and more of. That's what we need. Didn't Dr. King tell us, love drives out hate, and light drives out darkness. There's a light within each one of us. Let us light up the world and show others the path, the way to grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. I rose from the dust of oppression to lift the world to grow. Rise, great mountain. Nothing can hold you down. Don't even allow you to hold you down. break free and set your mind free. So love, you can grow. God bless you as you do so. Remember, the book coming out, honey, is coming out. I'm working on it. Free your mind. Elevate. Meditate. Gravitate to greatness. All day, every day, in the eyes of God.